Welcome back to Purim Drashas of the Amorayim. Today we are going to begin with the fourth drasha quoted in the Gemara, that of Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana. And let us begin right away. Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana, Pasach LaPischa L'Hai Parashas Mehachar. Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana would open up his Purim Drashos with the following drasha on the following Pasuk. So this Pasuk is taken from Koheles. Pasuk says, La'adam shetov lefanav nasan chachma v'das v'simcha. To a person who pleases him, who is pleasing before him, seemingly Hashem, he has given wisdom, knowledge, and joy. So that's what the Pasuk says. And then it continues, V'alachot nasan inyan le'asof lichnos. And to the sinner, he gives an inyan of gathering and trying to bring in a lot of amassing. And then conclude, L'seis l'tov l'fnei ha'elokim, that he may give, so that he may be good, give the good to the one who is before Hashem. So he darshins, the l'adam sh'tov l'fnei nasan chachma v'das v'simcha, so who's the person to whom he has given wisdom, knowledge, and simcha, and joy? So zeh Mordechai ha'tzadik, that's Mordechai. And who's the chote, who's the sinner who gets an inyan of le'asof lichnos, of being gathered and amassing? So zeh Haman, that's Haman. And l'seis l'tov l'fnei Elokim, in order to give the good before the one who is good before Hashem, zeh Mordechai v'Esther, that's referring to Mordechai and Esther, d'chsiv, as the Pasuk says in the Megillah, v'tosim Esther as Mordechai al beis Haman. Esther put Mordechai in charge of the estate of Haman. So what it seems to be is that Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana seems that the theme of Purim seems to be based on how every little thing in the Megillah was ultimately for the purpose of Klal Yisrael's benefit when the time would be right. I mean, this pasuk is referring to how Hashem gives the goodness to the evil so that later on he can give it to those who are good and they can acquire it from them. Meaning Haman had tremendous wealth, and that was all for the purpose of ultimately being given to Mordechai and Esther. So really what the message would be that every little thing in the Megillah is ultimately for a purpose, and that's for, you know, Klal Yisrael, and as you know, the Gemara says, Kol ma da'avid rachmana l'tavavid, everything Hashem does is for the good, it's for a greater purpose. And that's part of the discussion many discussions that are had about the Megillah, have how all the little details build together this big story, every little part of the story is a puzzle piece to this massive puzzle, and realizing how everything comes together. But we're saying that this great wealth of the Rishayim is, you know, it's the massed wealth of the Rishayim is temporary and hanging in the balance, only to be given to the Tzaddikim when the time is right. Similarly, I guess you could say even beyond just this example, meaning this is an example that's being quoted, this pasuk, where the wealth of Haman was given to Mordechai and Esther, so now they're rich. But really, it's so much more than that, because big picture for Klal Yisrael, it was true as well, because the threat of the Megillah itself, as scary as intense as it may have been, so it resulted in the wonderful treasure of Purim and the Megillah, right? Which is a gift to the Midrash Sochar Tov, as we mentioned earlier, one of the previous drashos, says that Purim will never be taken away. Even when Mashiach comes and other Yom Tovim will be taken away, Mashiach, during times of Mashiach, Purim will not be taken away. Meaning that there is a great treasure, a great wealth that we were able to acquire, even though it looked like it was tough and it looked like it was a challenging situation, just like Haman getting wealthy looks, you know, crazy. But to understand that, Haman got wealthy so that Mordechai and Esther can get rich, and also the intense challenges that happened in the Purim story, so really it was a setup for the ultimate, tremendous geula and simcha that is Purim.